It's time for the Coast Social Network on 98.3 The Coast, where we talk to your friends and neighbors about cool things going on here in Southwest Michigan. And of course, something we love every other year is the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. And Ryan Ogle, the championship director, is joining us this morning. What's up, man?
Not a whole lot. Can you believe we're talking about the championship again here?
I know.
It's coming up already.
It feels like just yesterday we were crowning Paul Broadhurst our champion.
Absolutely.
But 2018.
Really, for behind-the-scenes stuff, once, you know, it happens every other year, but you guys start the planning stages pretty much when the final hole-in-one happens or the final hole in the 18th happens for the last player. You guys start everything up again, right?
Yeah, what really shocks people is we were actually starting before 2018 was over. We were already planning for 2020.
Wow.
We had some hospitality options out there talking to corporate supporters that have been with us every year. So even before the championship is over, we're planning and preparing.
Right.
But yeah, as soon as that last ball drops and we get everything off the course, its full focus is going to be on 2020, which it has been mm-hmm. for the last year and a half. And it's crazy to think that we're less than 10 months from the fifth time we're hosting our championship here at Harbor Shores.
That's exciting stuff. But we should be thinking about stuff already. I mean, you guys are gearing up stuff, but here in the community, we should be thinking about stuff because tickets are already on sale, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we can't do this championship without our supporters, whether that's our corporate supporters
mm-hmm.
Or our ticket buyers or our volunteers. And to thank those that have continued to support us, what we did is we put tickets on early during the golf season so we can actually think about golf when we're trying to say, hey, come buy a ticket. But we're giving you the deepest discounts you're going to see over this next 10-month period. So we're really giving an incentive for people to commit early and say, hey, I'm here to support this championship. And I'm also looking forward to a great fan experience with KitchenAid and our Makersfield 19th hole and our kids zone. So you know, we encourage everyone to come out and attend.
Now I have to ask here, I was a caddy back in my day. Are there any volunteers needed for anything of that sort or anything else? Of course.
Well, you know, with the professional event, they do bring in their professional caddies, but it sounds like back in the day you could have qualified for that. But you know, absolutely. What's so surprising is you think of a community of our size, you know, we really are a loving, caring, and supporting community, but we're not the biggest community. And to say we need anywhere from 1,600 to 2,000 volunteers for an event, it's incredible to see the response we get every other year. We're already over 70% for 2020. We have over 1,100 volunteers that have signed up. So opportunities are falling or leaving. And we encourage anyone that wants to be a part of it, go now so you can get, you know, the committee of choice and can find something that you may like, like caddy services. So you could support those professional caddies or hole marshals inside the ropes access. Furthermore, there is kind of an early bird rate until Labor Day. So get it while they last and also at a reduced opportunity.
So do you usually get your max amount of volunteers by the time the tournament comes around?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's so crazy.
Yeah.
Now, there may be some scrambling from time to time. Like, you know, volunteers, things happen. Life happens.
Yeah.
But our goal is to fill all of our spots by December.
Okay.
And we are way ahead of pace. And we're very excited to welcome those volunteers yet again. That we can't do it without them.
For sure.
Absolutely.
When you think of 1,600, 1,700 people that come and support this championship, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm. It is incredible. Just ask Pat Moody. He'll hook you up.
Yes.
He's been doing it for many years.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his position is now. But if you want to be like his personal assistant or his mustache security guard, you could do that.
I mean, I used to clean off the clubs, so I could just like tidy up
his
mustache.
There you go.
It'll be
make
weird,
sure his collar is popped.
Yep. Can,
perfect.
Yeah, the personal collar popper.
That's right.
You could do that.
I can do that.
But what I love about the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship is not only is it at one of the most beautiful golf courses I've ever seen with Harbor Shores, it's right here in the community, but honestly, I've been to it many years. I think I've watched like maybe a couple people tee off and play golf because I'm just so busy doing all kinds of different things because you do things that are fun for the whole entire family at the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship.
Yeah, you know, I think first and foremost, it's a major championship and it attracts golf fans.
Absolutely.
And when you have players that are going to be new like Steve Stricker, Jim Furyk, Ernie Els, Retief Goosen, and these are big major champions winners, that attracts the golfer. But we try to let people know it's not just for golf fans. It's for families. It's for people that look for unique experiences. It's for the foodie in your life. So KitchenAid does cooking demonstrations with celebrities, photo opportunities after you've learned something, maybe take home a book. We also have the Makers Trail 19th hole that is for those, you know, quite frankly, those for for you, Johnny, and me that love craft cocktails, the love supporting local businesses. And hey, we're going to have a good time regardless of what's going on the golf course.
And that has the best, honestly, one of the best views, because you can see, what, two or three of the holes. And it's just an amazing spot to just sit back, relax, have something great to drink, and enjoy some golf.
Right, right. And, you know, it's an upgraded ticket, but we give you $25 when you walk in to use a concession to support those businesses. And then also, what was really successful in 2018 was our YMCA Kids Zone, which has YMCA staff providing activities like bounce houses and this thing called a Gaga Pit, which I had never heard of, but it's hugely popular.
That sounds cool.
And then we have PGA professionals that are giving lessons to juniors and trying to grow the game. We think is a great opportunity, not only for people that are developing life skills through golf and things like the first tee of Benton Harbor, but also we think it's great for a community. So we're doing that again. So there's something for everyone at the championship.
Absolutely. There's great things happening. Looking forward to it next year, the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship at Harbor Shores. Where can we find more info on all of the stuff happening, and we can get our tickets and get all the things we need to know?
Yeah, absolutely. The easiest thing is go to our website, srpga.com. Again, srpga.com. You can click the tickets or the volunteer tab. And also, you know, follow us on social media. Facebook is where we're most prevalent, but we're in all channels.
Wonderful. Well, Ryan Ogle, Championship Director, thanks for stopping by this morning, man.
Thanks for having me.